Well, hopefully you've caught the latest edition, the hit television series SEAL Team on CBS. My next guest you'll recognize, well, maybe because you've seen her around Michigan as well. Toni Trucks in studio, coming back home for a very great cause, and we talk about that, and we talk about heading up to Manistee County, a great visitors bureau of which you need to make a visit. Glad that you are here on behalf of the Manistee County Visitors Bureau. Catherine Kenny, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great. And you, Toni Trucks, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. So did you seek out this acting career?
I did. I was really suck it out.
I want to be a star, and congratulations. We'll dig into your story. Did you seek out the executive directorship of the Manistee County Visitors Bureau, Catherine?
Well, I did, but much later in life.
Life takes us on some journeys, doesn't it?
Yes.
Let's do some 101s. First of all, tell me about your home, I guess, growing up, Toni Trucks.
Yes, I grew up in Manistee, Michigan, and it's something that I'm extremely proud of. I was able to sort of exhaust the community for all of its love of the arts, which was very a lucky thing that it had a love of the arts. So I was able to utilize its Ramsdell Theater and do community theater there, take dance classes. We had a beautiful Art Deco movie theater in the home in the hometown as well, and then went up to Interlochen, studied there. Did the School of Music at the University of Michigan, and then started my professional career in New York, which ultimately took me to Los Angeles.
Awesome. And is that home now?
It is the home now.
Yes. I'd like to hear that you just weren't discovered out of anywhere. You paid your dues and you worked hard,
yes.
and your talents were...
Learn.
Yeah.
I'm still learning.
Yeah, as we all should be. All right, Manistee County. Tell me about your backyard, Catherine Kenny.
Well, Manistee, we're here to talk about our historic sites tour. Manistee has a very rich history in industry, salt, lumber, sand, and we have over 100 historic sites in our community. So we decided that we needed to deliver them in a very contemporary manner. So we've developed, with the help of a USDA rural development grant, we've developed a tour. And Toni was gracious to lend her voice to all the tour videos.
So that means what in layman language? We hear your voice as we're taking a Manistee historic site tour?
Yes, absolutely. You can, as you're walking around to different sites, you can, what is it, the
QR code?
Yeah, QR code. You can just click on that, and that'll take you to any video. So if you're standing on a building outside of a building that you can't see inside of, you can view any of the videos. You can also see the videos online at visitmanisteecounty.com, and you can see any of those videos. We have roughly 30 that you can view. But on the site's tour itself, there are over 100 sites to visit.
What kind of what sites do we take advantage of here? What do you voice over?
Oh gosh, so many, and there's still so many to come. But my favorites are obviously the historic Ramsdell Theater, built in 1902, our Manistee Vogue Theater, which is an Art Deco movie theater, which will have its 80th birthday this year. Our fire, what is it called?
Our fire hall.
Yeah,
yes.
Fire hall. Uh-huh. I thought that was the name of it. Our fire hall, which is in running to be one of the oldest. It is the oldest firehouse that's in use in its original form in Michigan, mm-hmm. and is going to be in the running for the Guinness Book of World Records to be the oldest firehouse in use in the world.
We have 8 themed tours. There's churches, the downtown commercial district, destination sites throughout the county, East Homes, West Homes, industrial sites. We have 8 museums and Riverwalk sites. So there's it's
something for everyone. If you have a little nature, or if you want a little bit of arts, or you can get a little bit of everything. And the whole area is so rich and has a complicated history, and we really celebrate the tribe also in our area. So it's wonderful.
I'm going to half a step back and do some 101s again, Catherine. Here we are broadcasting from Grand Rapids. How far away is your home from us?
Manistee is about 2 hours north of here by car.
How has the area changed, or how has it not changed, Toni?
Oh, gosh, we were just speaking of this at lunch. I think that the area has changed so much even since I grew up. I think that Manistee is really committed to having – it's really innovative, and it's trying to really be at the forefront in terms of technology and involving our youth in having a relationship with the rich history of in Manistee. So I think there's just so many more programs. I try to take advantage of that so much as a child, but now I would really say – if you are looking for it, you can probably find it in Manistee. I mean, we even have quiz nights and things like that.
Yes.
I mean, there's really so much going on in the town that wasn't happening before. But I think that in all aspects, arts, sports, culture, all these things, it's thriving wherever I look. Things are being renovated, restored. There are some new structures, but I really think that we've made a concerted effort to celebrate the buildings that were there and repurpose them.
Now, you just recently, here we are the week of May 14th, you recently had an event that brought Tony in, and I guess it was all about the Ramsdale Regional Center for the Arts, yes?
Yes, Tony came into town for the Ramsdale Regional Center of the Arts fundraiser gala, and she was... she announced, made a special announcement for us.
Ooh.
Would you like to share that, Tony?
Sure.
It's already out of the bag, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, our special announcement, I was so pleased that they asked me to do it, is that, you know, James Earl Jones is an actor that and is from our area as well, started in the Ramsdale Theater, did his very first production of Othello there, and we are going to be the only theater in the country to have James Earl Jones welcoming audiences at every single performance.
Oh. Did you steal his voice, too?
Yes, he bobbled him up.
You, I mean, the theater is important to you. You mentioned this, age 7, you
yes.
placed your presence there. Yes.
Yes, that's correct. I started there. I saw a production with my father and saw a little girl in production. I was like, what's happening? Why didn't I know that they were looking for little girls? You know, so I just kept going. Manistee and that theater is such a magical place. So I was able to really foster all of my interest in singing, dance, and acting, and then going on to other areas in Michigan to continue those studies.
Now, what was this? You and my buddy David Mix did a co-hosting for a sleigh bell parade.
David Mix, your buddy?
Yeah.
I love David Mix.
Manistee's his second home.
Yes,
he and
it
his
is.
Bride's second
he does
home,
say so. That very often. He says it's his second home. Yes, Dave Mix and I have partnered over the past, 4 years, I suppose, to do a live broadcast of a fabulous weekend, which is our old Christmas weekend in Manistee, and it's our Victorian sleigh bell parade. Do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah. And if you want more information, it's ManisteeSleighBellParade.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
What else do I do in Manistee? I trust you invite us up 4 times. Every season has something for us, Catherine?
Absolutely. We have a lot of outdoor recreation. We have some of the most beautiful beaches in the state of Michigan. And we have a great arts and cultural community in Manistee. And that's evident by the support that we receive for the historic tour series here.
ManisteeCounty.com.
Yes.
Good work there. Are you coming home more often, Tony?
We're
not quite in LA, but.
Well, Manistee has so much to offer that I actually love coming home, off season or not. But, you know, when you do have these programs and weekends of celebration that Catherine is speaking of, like in the summer we have the Forest Festival, and there's so many different things to do, parades, Victorian tour of homes. Our beaches are just glorious. There's live music every week. There's farmers markets. It's just beaming with life.
It's bustling.
It's just really
yes.
energetic and beautiful, but you still have that small town feel. And also in the winter, that is the Victorian sleigh bell weekend. And my dad likes to dress up like a Keystone cop and arrest people for overage drinking, as he says.
That. Back full circle, and then I'll pick your brain just a little bit about your SEAL team finale here. But again, these Michigan State pieces of history, churches, destination sites, East Homes. Where am I? What is your action item for us with this?
come on up to Manistee County and experience history in a contemporary way. We have the videos that you can interact with while you're on your journey through the 8 different themed tours. And if you want to get a taste of what it's all about, go to visitmanisteecounty.com/tours.
Very nice. All right. So you are coming to a finale on CBS's SEAL Team, Tony Trucks.
That is correct. So this week, Wednesday at 9 p.m., we will have our 22nd episode. It'll be the penultimate here. We'll just wrap up this season. It's going to be really exciting. Lots of cliffhangers. And I'm so happy in CBS decided to pick up our show for a second season. So we'll do another 22 starting in July. So I'm really thrilled to be a part of a show that I am very proud of.
Awesome. And for one who's not seen this, what's your character?
Yes, my character is a logistics agent, Lisa Davis. And so I basically will pack the weapons, pack the dive gear, decide what the guys are going to bring on their missions with them. So I'm just sort of the right-hand girl for the SEAL team.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, congratulations. I trust you're following your dreams, and here you are yet back in your home state of Michigan. Tony Trucks, how do we find out more about you?
How do you find out more about me? Yeah. Google?
Okay. There aren't many Tony Trucks around, probably.
No, yeah. There's not that many Truxes around, period, but there are a few. I'm easy to find out about. I'm Googleable. I've done a lot of television and film, and generally speaking, wearing Michigan and Manistee firmly on my T-shirt. So that's a good way to find me.
And again, we'll hear your voice as we find you, yes. Catherine, up in your Manistee County. Catherine Kenny, how do you find out more information? How do we find out more information about the Manistee County Visitors Bureau?
You can find us on Facebook at ManisteePureMichigan.com, or we're on Twitter, ManisteePureMI, and visitmanisteecounty.com is our website.
And I guess I'm on every social platform, yes. at Tony Trucks.
I think we'll start there.
Sure.
Guys, thank you very much. Again, Tony, congratulations to you and to Catherine for making our Michigan stand out with what you've both partnered with, and continue life's journey. Take care.
Thank you.